Hello everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio with your host Scorpio Queen. Welcome to my podcast. So today this is another update of Lamar Whitehead, the man who has allegedly set up a robbery in his church. Now this is what's going on now. As you all know, he has a property which is nothing but the projects in Hartford, Connecticut. And now it is said that he is being sued by the loan company that he took out $4.5 million from. And he has never began the process of paying them back. So now his the loan has went into default, meaning because he has not been paying the loan back, it went into default, and the loan company is now suing him for $4.5 million. Not only is the company suing him for $4.5 million, but they are also, because that money had to do with the property that he owns, the projects that he owns in Hartford, Connecticut. So not only are they suing him for the $4.5 million, but they are also asking the court to find somebody. They're asking the court if they can get somebody that will take his place and making sure the rents are being collected from the tenants, because evidently he's not doing his job as a landlord. As I had said in the last update, he is being considered a slumlord because he is not making repairs in the apartments. Not only that, but he is also violated. He has also state violations as well, because of some, I guess it was wires that can be dangerous that were not fixed. So he has a lot of violation codes also against him. The other thing that he's also being sued for is $9,000, and that's from the water company. The water company is suing him for $9,000 because he has not been paying the water bill. And his stance on it is that water bill was there when he obtained the property. But what he fails to realize is that when you are buying a property, and if there was an excessive bill left on that property, hence the water bill, that bill also becomes yours. You become responsible for that bill. You become responsible for that bill. And so that $9,000 water bill that he got, that's his responsibility to pay for it. And so, and the other thing that is a problem too, is that he did not have fire escapes. There were no fire escapes around that property. And that is dangerous in itself, because God forbid if someday was a fire in the apartment, they would not be able to get out the window because they have no fire escape. I'm not sure who created those buildings, but whoever built those buildings or made the blueprints of it, they messed up on that part because they don't have no fire escapes. So what he tried to do was he tried to start the process of having fire escapes put in. The fire escapes, the problem with that is, one, the fire escapes is made out of wood. Right? How long does wood last? He tried to do the fire escapes way before he had to appear in court, which that didn't even fly. But he was given time by the fire department, because they are the ones that are forcing him to add fire hydrants. They They're forcing him to add the fire escapes to the buildings because that's a code violation. And so they gave him till November to do it. So what the judge did was they are allowing him the time for him to have the fire escapes put up. But he still has to go to court in regards to the property itself and in regards to the loan because he defaulted on it. He still literally owes $4.5 million to the loan company because he's never paid it. And then there is another issue though, because even the serving of even being served, he personally wasn't served, but his wife Asia was served. And now all of a sudden, and allegedly, and everybody believes that now he's got his wife Asia Whitehead lying for him and saying that she was never served. But there is a picture of her attached to the form that the messenger has to fill out when he has served a person. He attached a picture of her. The only mistake that he made was her height, because she's not 5'9". She's shorter than that. Other than that, the picture showed her. So I don't understand how in the world that you would put in an affidavit and lie and say that she was never served when she was, which is crazy. Now again, if you want to know more about this, you can go to Pam ESQ, the Law Intellect. She is a real lawyer, and she is covering the cases against Lamar Whitehead. The other thing too is there's still a case in regards to Miss Anderson and that 90K. That case is still going as well. Hopefully, and I'm praying that she really wins her case, because he needs to give her back that money. He breached an agreement with her, so he needs to give her back that money. And you want to know what's so crazy though? What he don't realize, and I'm sorry to say, but he is kind of not thinking and kind of dumb. And I don't mean to call anybody dumb, but at this point he is dumb. All those times that he has been going live on Facebook and on Instagram, what he fails to realize is that the lawyers and probably the loan people, but their lawyers, they are literally watching him when he goes live on Facebook and Instagram. They are watching him. Not even just Facebook and Instagram, but also YouTube. They're watching him. And the reason why they're watching him, because he went, let's take the case with Miss Anderson. So he went on a YouTube content creators live, did an interview with them. And in the interview with them, now everybody knows that he's been saying that he doesn't know anything about Miss Anderson, right? He's never met her before. The only person he basically knew was her son, right? So he gets on YouTube, on the YouTube content creators live, to do an interview. And they asked him about Miss Anderson. And what he failed, the mistake that he made, was the fact that he literally showed everybody how much he lied about how he does not know Miss Anderson. We already knew he knew Miss Anderson. We already knew that he knew Miss Anderson. But he wants to make it seem like he did nothing wrong. But if people learn how to listen and pay attention to what he says, you can catch him in so many lies. And he literally blatantly lied and said he did not know her. But on the YouTube content creators interview, he basically admitted to the fact that he did know her. And guess what? The lawyers got that video. The lawyers got that video and they are going to use that video in court when they go back to court. They're going to use that video. So this is one of the reasons why Whitehead should have stayed off of social media after getting robbed at his church. But no, he wants to clout chase and he wants to make himself famous. And oh yeah, that's another thing too. He's going around saying that he is famous. One, he is not a famous person. Two, people did not know nothing about him until now, even though he did run for Brooklyn Borough President and lost. But people did not know anything about him until that robbery. So no, you are not famous. Just because you know celebrities, just because you hang around celebrities, does not make you famous. And technically, these celebrities don't even like you like that. They don't like you like that. He posted a video of him and DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled treated him like he was a groupie. That's it. He wants to make himself look like he is an important person and like he's famous, but he's not famous. He needs to worry about and pay attention and take care of these lawsuits. That's what he needs to be doing. Not being on social media and making a fool out of himself. Because now his words are coming back to bite him in the behind. Basically. And he doesn't even realize it. Excuse me. He doesn't even realize that his words are being used against him in court now. Because they're watching him. They're watching him. They're watching everything he says. Even when he talks about spending money, they're watching him when he does that little church service online now. And let's just say this. Allegedly, he has lost that building when he put his hands on Tasha Global. When he put his hands on Tasha Global and kicked her out of the church, the landlord decided to cancel that lease. That's why now he's doing all of his church stuff online, on Facebook and on Instagram, because he no longer has that building. Now, he's saying that he might be in the building tomorrow. We'll see if he's in that building tomorrow. If he is, then, like I said, it was alleged, and I will admit that I was wrong. I don't have a problem with that, but it's being said that he lost that building. But we will see tomorrow, because he's saying they'll be back in the church tomorrow, basically. So we're going to see. And that's really basically it of what's going on with Whitehead. I am keeping up with it. A lot of YouTube content creators are keeping up with it. We have somebody like Pam Esquire or ESQ Intellect. She is a real lawyer from Detroit, Michigan. And she has been reading the court documents, which the court documents are public. So if you want to know more about it, I'm only saying what I know. But if you want to know more about it, you can also visit her YouTube page and you'll get more detailed information. There is more stuff that's going to come out that people don't know. There's a lot more stuff that's going to come out about him that people don't know. So just stay tuned, because it's going to get really, really, really deep. It's not even over yet. He has to go back to court next month in regards to that building. So he may not even have that building anymore. I mean, yeah, that property anymore. He may not even have that property anymore, so... because they're trying to remove him, take that property up from him. Anyway, I hope that you've enjoyed this live, and I shall return with another broadcast. Talk to y'all later. Be blessed, and have a great day.